This is Behind Restaurant Life, where we're going to go through some of the stories of what happens behind the scenes in the restaurant industry. Hopefully nothing too gross, but stick around. This is not your CEO's podcast. This is the guys in the front lines. As I stated in the intro, this is not your CEO's podcast. I'm Jerry, and I hope to be your tour guide in this little behind-the-scenes trip into the restaurant industry. First, welcome. Second, how about I give you a little background? I've been in restaurants since I was 20. I turned 35 this past April. So, going on 15 years, more or less. A year or so off here and there. But I kind of know what I'm talking about when I say the frontline guys. I'm not just talking about the people in upper management or the people above upper management. I'm not trying to give you a breakdown on how best to start your own business or how best to run through the openings and closings and nuances of creating your restaurant. No, I'm going to give you the other side. People who have been working day in and day out and who are right now being considered the essentials of your business. If it wasn't for them, would you really have a business? No, I'm not here to complain. I'm not trying to start something, maybe, but I feel like we need a voice. We need to be out there because the CEOs, the entrepreneurs, as they call themselves, the people who open these restaurants, they have a voice. They're out there. They've been out there. They speak all the time. I see the other podcasts. Trust me, there are plenty of them. But what there aren't is the people from my side. The people who have been cashiers, cooks, prep guys, servers, barbacks, bartenders, you know, busboys, hostess, all those people. None of them, they don't speak. There's a reason for that. Most of them, we can be honest, we're scared to speak. Because the moment we start speaking, we no longer have a job. I, on the other hand, stopped caring about that part of it. The job of working in these restaurants stopped being the most important part. I love it. I love the industry. I love the service. I love the hospitality. I just don't love the people above or the people that we're serving food to. Like, they push you. They both do. It's being stuck in the middle. As the old saying, between a rock and a hard place. Corny line, but why not? And just being in these situations have led me to this. I wrote something about this a while back, but I felt that it was time to vocalize it. To actually speak it. To say the things that have driven me crazy for all this time. So, here it is. This is the podcast. Behind Restaurant Life. Not just your normal guys or your upper guys, as it would be said, but the guys who do the everyday work and gals, any person. I'm not being particular, I'm just using that term to encompass everybody. So, what's my plan then? My plan is to give you a little bit about what goes on, what promises are made, what promises aren't kept, how it doesn't matter how good you are, how much they don't care about your family, even though they tell you they do and call you family, how much they really don't give a crap on whether or not you need to advance if you don't fit what they want, and how the rest of the world looks at that and goes like, it's okay, because they're running their own restaurant. They can run it any way they want. It's up to them. But if it weren't for us, they wouldn't really be running much of anything, would they now? So, let's talk about that side of it. Let's get that side of it out here and vocalize it. This is the podcast for that. I'm done with the a-holes. The upper management? No. You're done. Stop your crap. You don't run a good show. Your bullshit handbooks are exactly that. Bullshit. And I'm here to stop allowing this to be a continued theme where you say, oh, this is how you're a great manager, when all of y'all are the same. You're all assholes. So, welcome to the other side. This is Behind the Restaurant Life. Stick around for the next episode.